Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here with Pastor Adam.
Hey, glad to be here.
I'm glad to be here, too. We took a break last week.
We did.
We're glad to be back.
A little bit of an Easter break.
Post-Easter, as you've been saying. Post-Easter
break, yep. And now we're back. We usually only take 2 weeks off a year, mm-hmm. and they vary. Sometimes around Christmas, sometimes around Easter, sometimes just scheduling problems or whatever. But usually, we usually do, so far, the last 3 years of podcasts has basically been averaging 50 a year, something like that. Right? So yeah. something to that effect.
Well, we've already used 2 breaks this year, haven't we?
Hmm. Yes, we have.
So, how many more breaks do we have? No, I'm just kidding.
This year might get more then.
We're good, y'all. Okay, so we are on episode 155, and we're starting a brand new series. It's called Asking the Wrong Questions.
Yep, and I'm pretty excited about this series. This one just kind of came to us over the last few weeks. We've been brainstorming about what we're going to do next. So this one's going to be kind of long. Asking the Wrong Questions is going to be about a 12-week series or so. And so here's what went down. About a month or two ago or something like that, me and Valerie went to Orlando, Florida for a conference. I don't really go to any church conferences anymore, except for one, and that is Exponential. Exponential is it's the largest church planting conference in the world, right? So it's this gathering of pastors and leaders. It's all about church planting. And me and Valerie have loved going to that over the years because it's helped us as church planters, right? It's helped us stay really close to the heart of planting churches. So it's probably one of my favorite ones to go to. And I got some friends of mine that speak there and some stuff like that that I can connect with and things like that. And we happen to be sitting in this main session. And I have no idea what the concept was at this point. The overall theme this year of Exponential was getting back to discipleship. And so the speaker, I don't remember who it was. It's funny because it reminds me as a pastor that most of the time people don't remember what I say either. but they do remember when God moves. And so this is what I'm getting at, right? So I don't know what he was talking about. I don't know who it was. But I know that what he said this phrase, and he was like, he said, we're asking the wrong questions. Mm-hmm. And what he was talking about was this idea of, which I have been battling since COVID and a little bit before, the concept was we shouldn't be asking how many people are attending church. We should be asking a different question. Like, it's like you're measuring the wrong thing. And he just kept saying over and over again, he was like, we're asking the wrong questions. We're asking the wrong questions. As leaders, as pastors, as church planters, as Christians, we're asking the wrong questions. And I just got stuck in my head. And so more people are probably more sophisticated than I am, Steph. I don't know, if you're out somewhere and you get an idea or thought, how do you keep it for yourself? What do you do?
Put it in a note in my phone.
Okay, so you're smarter than me. That's a good idea. What I do, my habit is I pull up an email. I email an email to myself. And in the email to myself, I write it in there. Right, but I usually never put anything in the subject line. So 2-3 months later, when I'm trying to figure out what's that idea I had? I can't find it. So anyway, mm-hmm. I emailed this idea to myself because I was like, this would be a really good podcast idea. Like, are we asking the wrong questions? That's the idea. Are we asking the wrong questions? And so I decided we'd do a series on this because I think that most of the time as Christians, and this is coming from me and Steph too as we brainstorm about this, I think that we are most of the time are asking the wrong questions. And what we need to do is we need to change it to the right ones. Right?
Yes.
It's not that it's not that, you ever heard that old saying that there's no stupid question?
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm talking about? Like, there's no stupid question. You're right. There is no stupid question. There is no, but there are wrong questions to be asking. Mm-hmm. And so when a question keeps you from asking the question that you really ought to be asking, it's like it's a distraction. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that the thing that the speaker was talking about of we're asking the wrong questions is because it leads you down a path where you're getting distracted by something that doesn't matter. And you're forgetting to ask the right questions that would then lead you to the thing that really does matter. And so I think what we do as Christians is we ask the wrong questions because we're all questioning stuff constantly. We're always questioning things about God, what God is doing, what's happening in the world, our own selves constantly. And I think most of the time we're asking the wrong question, and we just need to flip that question around. That's what I think we need to do. So what we're going to do in the series is we're going to take some questions that we tend to ask that are the wrong ones, and we're going to sort of replace them with the right ones. That's the idea. So today, up first, we tend to ask the question, is God speaking? Is God speaking? Is God speaking to me? Is God speaking in the world? You know, is God talking? Is God speaking, right? Is God silent is another way that we ask this question. And I just think it's the wrong question. I think that when we say, is God speaking, it's kind of, I don't want to make nobody hurt nobody's feelings, because I've asked this question too. Have you ever asked that question? Is God speaking? Is God speaking to me?
Yeah, I feel like everyone's done it at least once. Yeah.
I don't want to hurt our feelings, but it's a dumb question. It's like a duh kind of question. Like, of course God's speaking. Like, it's just the wrong question to ask. Like, just go through Scripture, for example. Right off the bat, turn to the book of Genesis, open up. You only get a few words in, and what you get is you get right off the bat, and God said, right?
Yeah.
And God spoke, and God said. And so God speaks the universe and all these things into existence. Right off the bat in the Bible, you get this tone of God is a speaking God. God is always speaking. And if you just keep on marching through, in Psalm 29, it tells us that his voice is powerful, it's full of majesty, and it breaks cedar trees. Cedar trees, by the way, are hard to break. I don't know if you know this about cedar trees or not, but they're not easy to break. They're evergreens. They stay green all year long. They're very bendable, very pliable. They don't rot very easily. And his voice is breaking it. So then you also see that his voice thundered out of a mountaintop to the people of Israel. He speaks from a burning bush to Moses. He speaks in a silent whisper to Elijah. He even spoke through a donkey to the prophet Balaam. He uses a donkey to speak. Jesus even references to us that if we don't cry out, then he's going to speak through the rocks, right? Like there's this constant reference. He speaks through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to the prophets and to the apostles, through foreign languages to Jesus' followers on the day of Pentecost, right? Uses these different languages and all these things that are happening. And he speaks through the Holy Scriptures to those who read it and believe it. Like what I'm trying to say is God is speaking. He's always been speaking. He's always going to be speaking. He spoke directly. He speaks directly to individuals, to people groups, to the entire world with this supernatural power to transform everything and everybody. We need to change the question, right? That's a question that we as Christ followers should retire. Like, is God speaking? You don't need to ask that question. It is a given that God is speaking. God has not gone silent. God is not speaking. The real question, this is how we're going to do this series. The real question is we need to flip it to, are we listening, right?
That's right.
Stop asking, is God speaking? Change that to, am I listening? Stop asking, we need to stop saying, is God speaking to us as a group? And we need to go, no, are we listening? Because God is definitely speaking. And so are we listening? Am I listening? Are you listening? So the challenge for this series is we're going to pose these questions that we're asking the wrong ones, and we need to be able to flip them around and ask the right ones. And so stop saying, is God speaking? Start instead going, am I listening? And when you get into that moment, we'll talk through this today, but when you get into that moment where you're like, questioning it, because I thought, like you said a minute ago, everybody asked this at some point, right? Mm-hmm. Especially, I don't know, it's really hard for me to step outside of being a pastor most of the time. I've been doing it for a long, long time, right?
Yeah.
And so somebody who's got to preach and teach every week, all the time, and then even like coming up with content that we do on the podcast, right? This is yet another form of teaching, sort of, right?
Yes.
Even though it's conversational, and it's you and us together, it's a team thing. And when I preach and teach in church, it's a team thing too. I use different people and, you know, all these things, they all go together. But I have to hear from God. Like, otherwise, I'm going to be teaching what I feel like I need to say or what I feel like people need to hear, right? Instead of what the Holy Spirit wants to speak and say. So I have to hear from God. So there's constant moments where I'll get what I call writer's block.
Yeah.
Right? I just went through a period of it. Normally what happens is when I feel like I have some writer's block, like I just ain't hearing nothing, I just ain't clear on it, I'm tired, I'm wore out, I'll take a break. I don't take a break from all the other duties of pastoring, but I'll take a break from writing. And if I'm ahead enough in sermon prep, podcast prep, whatever, it's not a big deal. I'll just take a little break. But I'm constantly getting, you know, every month or two, I'll just get frustrated, and I'll go, and I don't really say this out loud, but what I'm thinking is God speaking? Is he saying anything to me? Is he saying anything? Like, and I need to change the question.
Yeah.
That's not accurate. It needs to be flipped. It doesn't need to be, is he speaking? It needs to be, am I listening? That's what we need to do. That's what we're challenging everybody to do on this particular episode. And so we need to change the question. So let's talk through this then. When we talk prayer, we usually think of our communication to God, us talking to God, right? When I say prayer, like when, if you're in any circle and somebody says, well, let's pray, what do we immediately do? Speak.
Yeah.
Immediately, right? Nobody goes, let's pray. And then just silence. We jump right into the prayer part.
Yeah.
And then when it's time to finish the prayer, what do?
Get up and go.
It was like, amen. We move on, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? And all God's people said, amen, right? And then we move right on. We rarely ever leave room in our prayers, corporately or privately. We rarely ever leave room in our prayers to listen, right?
That's right.
And so when we talk prayer, we're only really talking about half the subject, if even half, to be honest with you, right? Because we're talking that communication from God is us talking and him talking. And so we're only really talking about us talking. We're talking about half of it. But that might not even be half of it. That might just be a very, very small piece mm-hmm. of prayer is us communicating things to God, right? And look, no doubt that God is a great listener. He wants us to call upon him, make requests, intercede for others, give thanks, confess sin, share our deepest fears, worries, right? Mm-hmm. Repent. And he wants us to bear our souls in prayer, and he's a great listener, and he's listening to those things. But good communication is a two-way thing. It involves speaking and listening, and most of the time, we do all the talking, right?
Yeah, we do.
So the real question is are we listening? Not, is God speaking? Most of the time, we may feel like God's not speaking because we're not shutting up long enough to listen, right? We're just talking and moving about our day and going along with everything. And even if it's those godly things, we're just moving so much that we rarely sit still long enough to actually hear him speak to us. And look, everybody is uniquely purposed in this life to reflect God's glory and to manifest his gospel. Right, we all are equipped uniquely in that. We all have this unique path to walk down, right? Mm-hmm. It's different for everybody. Like, Steph, your path is different than my path, right?
Yeah.
When we're talking about the whole name of our podcast is A Messy Walk. In other words, we're all on a walk with God. It's all messy, and it's all different.
Yeah.
Everybody's walk is different. Some people get married later in life and don't have kids. Some people get married early in life and do have kids, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some people stay single. It's just everybody's path's different. And I don't just mean the sinful ways in which we get off track. I mean, just naturally.
Yeah.
God has unique paths for us. And so the question ends up being like, how do you figure out your path? How do you figure out the path that you're supposed to be on? There's a couple of overlooked pieces of scripture. One in particular that I think we have said in the church a lot, but we fail to really recognize how this leads us to listening to what God's saying. This is 2 Corinthians 5:7. You're going to know this scripture because you hear this phrase. It's a three-word phrase that we paraphrase this scripture into. Stephanie, read 2 Corinthians 5:7.
For we live by faith, not by sight.
Yeah, this is the walk by faith scripture, right? Mm-hmm. Some translations are, we walk by faith, not by sight.
Yeah.
Live, walk, same thing, right?
Yes.
So this path that we're on in this life is the picture that scripture is painting, right? And so we live, if you are a Christ follower, we are walking by faith, walk by faith. So that's how we're walking in this world, is by faith. That's what we're supposed to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then what is faith? What would faith be? So go to Hebrews 11:1. I think it's one of the best definitions of faith in the scriptures. And we usually use this to summarize what faith really looks like. What's that say, Steph?
Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see.
Here's what faith is. Hope and assurance, right? What we're longing for, what we're believing to be true, even though we can't see it. That's what faith is. Like, we are walking a path in this world, and we have hope and assurance in things that we believe to be true, but we cannot see them, right? That's what faith is. And so we're supposed to walk in this way. We're supposed to walk in a way in which we are solid and firm on things that we know are true, deep inside our souls. Like this, our hope is based on it, but we can't see it. You know what I mean? Like, I know beyond anything that I know is true in this world, I know that Jesus is a real deal.
Yeah.
More than I know that I love my wife. More than I know that I love my kids. And that's big statements, right? I've known Valerie Cook since I was 14 and a half years old. I've committed my life to her. I love my babies. But I know that Jesus is the real deal more than I know that I love my children. Like, this is a big deal. But I have never seen him. And there's part of me that I know it's real, but I haven't grabbed it. I haven't touched it. I haven't seen it yet, right? So I'm walking by this faith. I'm every day the path that God's called me down, I'm walking it by this faith in something that I'm not, that I haven't seen, right? And so our faith, based on God's inspiration and revelation, is what's leading us down this path we have in life. That's what's leading us to walk down this path. And so, of course, he's revealing himself. Of course, he's talking, speaking. He does it even through the scriptures. Where we get caught up at is in the individual details of our life.
Yeah.
That's what catches us, right? As a matter of fact, every time we think to ourselves, is God speaking, we ask that wrong question, it's usually about personal details in our life.
Yes.
It's not about the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
It's about personal details in our lives. These things that are not really clear in scripture because they are very specific to us. They're like our specific path. You know, like, let's do some examples. Some examples of things that are not clear in scripture, but there are specific paths. And this is what constantly gets us asking the wrong question. Is God speaking? Like, should I marry this person? Well, whether you should marry that person's name is not going to be in scripture, right? It does not say, it didn't, when you married Jonathan, which was recently, you guys are pushing a year.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not long at all from now.
No, in June.
Yeah. It's coming around the corner quick. Did you find a piece? Did you look in the scriptures when you were thinking about when you and Jonathan were dating and courting and all that stuff, and you were like, "God, should I marry Jonathan?" Jonathan asked you, and you'd probably already decided before he asked you to begin with, anyway. But that's usually the way it works. And did you find a scripture verse that said, "Stephanie Cook, thou shalt marry this tall, skinny boy from Caswell County, Jonathan Shelton"? Did it say that in scripture anywhere?
Absolutely not.
That would have made it a lot easier, though, wouldn't it? Like, you'd have made it a lot easier if you could look in there and go, "Stephanie, thou shalt stop dating this boy. He is not the one," right? And listed in my name. And then you looked a little later, you found, thou shalt marry.
That man.
Jonathan Shelton, right? I mean, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it of course it doesn't say that. We get caught up in these specific examples because our specific path is not going to be laid out specifically in scripture, right? Mm-hmm. So there's an example. Another one would be, do I go to college? Which college do I go to? What do I major in? You know, mm-hmm. Did you have any of those in college? I remember your college years. We were there when you graduated. Do you remember like going back and forth on what to major in?
Oh, yeah, because I went in there thinking pre-med, that was a mistake,
right.
Truly. And I was like, "What, God, what should I do?" You know, back then you're younger in your faith,
right.
And I was like, "What should I do?" And of course it wasn't that clear. So I just went with something I was good at.
Right. You didn't find in scripture somewhere that thou shall major in sociology.
No,
right?
But God helped me get there.
Yeah, yeah.
It just took some time, you know?
But yeah. it's your specific, yeah. Like I was what I wanted to be, what I thought I wanted to be, and I was a good student, loved math, loved science, graduated high school early, went to community college for the semester that I was out of high school early so I could go, full scholarship student, and I wanted to be a clinical laboratory scientist or a medical technologist. I wanted to work in labs, and eventually I wanted to become a doctor that worked with diseases or dead people, right? In other words, things that didn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then 6 months after we were married or so, there was this massive call that I had to the ministry. If you want to listen to it, podcast people listening, if you want to listen to it, go back and listen to episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4 of this podcast, of the Messy Walk podcast. It's on there. Those episodes are not great audio quality, though, because we didn't know what the heck we were doing back then. But they're still on there. And it's a specific call to ministry. then I, next thing you know, I get called to ministry. I have to switch my whole thing up. I didn't have a thought I was going to be a pastor. Valerie didn't think she was marrying a pastor. She wouldn't want to be
so
a pastor's
cool,
wife.
Though. Yeah. Like,
that was not the case, right? So there was these specific questions that the Bible does not answer for us in our individual walk. And that's where we get hung up. That's when we start asking the question, is God speaking? And it's the wrong question, right? It's the wrong question. Of course he's speaking. And even to our specific path in life. But it's not going to be clearly laid out in Scripture, right? Just perfectly in front of you. The question is are we listening, right? Like you just said, he guided you to what you were supposed to major in and what you were supposed to do in life, at least during the season, right?
That's right.
He guided you there. So, of course, he's speaking. The question is, are you listening to those things? And another one that we get caught up on is, you know, do I take this job? Do I quit this job? Do I go to this job? How long do I stay at this one, right? Do we move? Do we live here? Do we move to another place? You know, is this the right house for us? You know, is this... People ask all the time, am I forever home, right?
Yeah.
Who knows, right? I hate using the word forever home about a house in you know, where we live, like a house we live in. I hate using that phrase because it's just a house. And there's only one forever home that we really have, you know? And I don't like to use that phrase on things that are...
Temporary,
right? Yes. I want to use those things on things that are eternal. You know, there's certain phrases you need to save. But we ask those questions
That's
all
good.
The time like that, you know? And what he does is he speaks to you directly about those things, not necessarily through Scripture usually, about specifically how it's supposed to be, right? But he is speaking, and he's speaking about those detailed, specific things of your life. Mm-hmm. You just got to tune in a little bit differently. So, like, for example, this is why I brought this whole walk by faith thing. Right after that scripture in Hebrews 11, you read the first verse.
Yeah.
If you guys want to, take some time and read all of the chapter 11. It is a really cool chapter because what it does next is it starts to lay out example after example after example of God speaking to individuals directly about their paths, and then they walk by faith in those paths by what they have heard God say to them specifically. And then you'll see that they all sort of end up with, and they weren't necessarily able to see what was going to happen with this. They just knew that God was leading them this way. God was definitely speaking, and what I'm saying is they were listening. Mm-hmm. And so they walked by faith, right? Yes, God's speaking. The question is, are we listening? And the question is are we willing to walk by faith? And you'll see that all those examples it gives in Hebrews 11, it's some good ones. There's a few of them in there. When you read them, though, you'll be like, what the heck is this talking about? And you have to go back and read the story itself, right? Because you're like, mm-hmm. I don't remember this character, this story, what it's talking about. But they're really, really good. And all of them end up getting this good report at the end, all of them, because God speaks to them specifically, and they choose to walk by faith. So the big question for us is then, it's not is God listening? It's not as God speaking, it's am I listening?
Right.
Right? And so, how do we hear then God speaking to us? I want to give you a few things and then we'll wrap up, right? How do you hear God speaking to us? This is some simple things. One, stop and listen. You've got to stop and you've got to listen. We've got to train ourselves to hear the Father's voice. Train ourselves to hear the Father's voice. It's kind of like, it's funny how you can be at church. Some people will recognize this illustration because if you're a mom or a dad, you know what I'm talking about. And even if you're not a mom or a dad, you were a kid at one point in time, and you'll understand this too. We can be in a group of people like we're at the ball field, right, where there's lots and lots of kids and lots of moms and dads. Or we can be at church and some family activity, right, something. One time this happened at a family movie night. We do family movie nights at church where – it's like outdoor drive-up style movie theater thing.
Yeah.
And it's a family thing, so it's some sort of kid movie playing. There's kids running around everywhere, and then all of a sudden they get kind of silent in front of the movies, and there's parents everywhere. And all of a sudden, a kid screams out, "Mama," right? Well, there's 100 mamas there. But what's interesting is that mama knows the voice of that child, right? Like, they didn't stop and call out the specific name of their mama. all the mamas hear it, but the mama of that kid tunes in and they know the voice of that baby, right? Mm-hmm. Even if it's like this screaming, blood-curdling scream that you can barely make out, they know the tone of the voice. They know it. We know the voice of our children. And I can tell you that when I was a kid, there was multiple times where I heard my daddy yell at us, and it was in a group of people, and I knew that it was my daddy yelling at me. Like, I knew his voice, right? Like, I knew that that was the case. You know what I mean? We have got to sort of tune in and learn to distinguish and pick out our Father's voice. You got to train yourself in this. And the only way you're going to train yourself in hearing him, is the question is not, is he speaking? Of course he is. It's, are we listening? You got to stop and listen long enough to train yourself in that voice. The more you seek God's voice, the more easily you will recognize it when he speaks. And so the more you stop, listen, and perceive that voice, the more you're going to be able to distinguish, oh, this is God speaking to me.
Yeah,
this is God speaking.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to be able to stop and listen. In other words, too, I think that draws us back to what we were saying before. You want to be able to walk by faith in this world, but the way that you are certain in those things, the way that we are certain that in our hope and assurance in the future, is that we train ourselves to hear and recognize that God is real. God is alive. God is not just some big thing. He's also individually speaking to me. I can recognize his voice. I know how he talks to me, right? I know the way in which he speaks to me. It's this individual. I'm not saying some special language. I'm saying this individual way in which he gets my attention. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
So when it comes back to the prayer part, one of the ways you're going to train yourself is you're going to stop and listen in prayer. Like, don't talk so much. You know, when we pray, we don't have to just pray out loud all the time. Stop and actually listen. That's the first one. Here's the second one. How do we hear God speaking to us? Because we know he's speaking, so how do we listen? The second one is be aware. Like, be aware of what's happening, what's going on around you. Often God speaks to us indirectly through other sources, right? So you've got to be aware throughout the day. God is working through everything all the time, and you've got to sort of train yourself also to be aware of him working through circumstances around you. He's with us. He wants to communicate with us all the time, mm-hmm. and he is. And so you've got to look at these things. Like, he communicates with, like, I don't believe in coincidence anymore. I believe in providence, right?
Yeah.
So if you ever had this happen, Steph, you're sitting around reading some piece of scripture or whatever, or you've got the radio on and this little scripture of the day pops up. Then next thing you know, you roll into your Bible study that night and the same scripture pops up again.
Oh, yeah.
You roll into church on Sunday and the same scripture pops up again, right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. God's speaking to you. That's not coincidence. Take coincidence out of your vocabulary. If you believe that Jesus is the light of the world, the Savior of your Lord of your life, and you believe the Holy Spirit is working in your soul and in the world around you, take coincidence out and start replacing it with providence. And he does this with all kinds of stuff.
That's right.
Not just scripture references coming up. Like if you're at home and you're constantly feeling, you ever had this happen too? Where, I'm going to just give a random example. You're feeling self-conscious about how you look.
Yeah.
And then you end up in a conversation with somebody later that day, and they reveal that they're feeling self-conscious about how they look. And then you go home and you turn on the TV or you pull up YouTube or whatever, and all of a sudden this thing you're watching is about being self-conscious about your looks. And then, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then you end up, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
God is speaking through those circles. So in other words, be aware, right? Of course he's speaking. And you learn his voice, and then you're aware of what's going on with the circumstances around you. Number three.
That's right.
Confirmation. Am I sure that this is God speaking to me? Is this just my own desire, my own issues? Is this the voice of the enemy trying to deceive me, right? You got to look for confirmation. So use the word to confirm what God's saying to you. He's not a God of chaos. So he's not going to contradict himself. So is what he's saying to you, does it line up with the word? Can you confirm it in the word? Mm-hmm. But also use some godly counsel. I've said this on a podcast a lot of times. We did a series, if this intrigues you, this particular question, we did a series 4, 5, 6 series ago, maybe a little longer, How to Hear from God. Really, really good series. But I've said this a lot. The number one way that I think that God uses the Holy Spirit to confirm what he's saying to us is through other people. that he'll use other people to confirm that what we're hearing is actually from the Lord.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So utilize the godly counsel. Ask somebody, hey, I think God is saying this to me. Does this make sense? Is this line up? Is this true? Right? And listen to what the godly counsel says back. And then the last one is simple. It draws it all back together. Walk by faith. Often the problem is not hearing from God, but it's our willingness to trust what he says and actually do it. Right? It's not that you didn't hear from him. Like, so the question is not, is he speaking? That's just a dumb question. The question is, are we listening? And then also the secondary to that is, and am I willing to do what I'm hearing him say? Am I willing to walk out in faith and do it?
That's right.
This is the problem with humankind from the very beginning, right? Is, are we willing to do and walk in faith by what God says for us to do? So when we hear him speak, it may not always make sense. And in fact, sometimes, a lot of times, it may sound a little crazy. Like what he's asking us to do, what he's prompting us to do may sound a little nuts. If it were always easy to understand, it would not require faith. That's the whole point. And so we've got to walk in this faith, walk it out.
Yeah.
Right? The real question is, are we listening and are we willing to actually act and do what he says do? And that's going to require us to walk by faith. Got to. So we're asking the wrong question. It's not, is God speaking? It's just not, church. He's alive. He's active. His word's alive and active. His spirit's alive and active. Jesus is alive and active, right? It's not that. It's, are we listening and are we willing to actually walk by faith, right? We can't necessarily see it, can't necessarily grab it, right? But we know it's true, and so we're willing to actually just walk this path out for us. And it may make you feel better if you go back and you read Hebrews chapter 11. It's a really cool chapter, I think, that helps with this question.
Yeah.
That God speaks specifically to people about specific things, and when they walk by faith, it ends up coming out just like he wants it to, right? And there's no doubt, is he speaking? Right. So the real question is are we listening and are we willing to kind of walk this thing out by faith? That's the real deal. So that's our first one in the series. What do you think, Steph?
I'm excited.
It's our first one.
And I'm probably going to go read Hebrews 11 tonight.
It's good. It's really good.
It's been a while since I read it, and I want to read it again. So
it will draw you in because it sets up this tone of, you know, this is what faith is. Faith is walking these things out that we hope for, but we cannot necessarily see. And then it starts to give you these specific examples of all these people in Scripture who kind of, and it's almost like they heard God saying these kind of weird, crazy things that didn't make a lot of sense, but they walked it out, and look what it led to. They walked it out, look what it led to, and just over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And I think those Scriptures are in there to remind us that that's just not for those people that are referenced in Hebrews 11. That's the reason that there's a gazillion examples in that chapter, right? Because it easily could be that Hebrews chapter 12 is talking about Stephanie listening to these things and walking it out. Here's what happened. And Adam walking these things out. Everybody, right?
Yeah.
But he's calling us all down a specific path. And yes, he's speaking to us about those specific things. You know, we all have a very unique, everybody has a unique walk that we're going to walk this thing out with. And it all has the same end story, right?
Yeah.
We're going to walk, if we walk it by faith, same end story. So get rid of the question, is God speaking? Let's try to eliminate that question from our vocabulary. That's not the case. Of course he is speaking. Of course he is. It's, are we listening? So we got a bunch more coming up for you in this series. Matter of fact, next episode we'll talk about the wrong question that we're asking, is God moving, right? And we'll change that question up too. And then we got 12 in this whole series, and since we mentioned his name like 10 times, Jonathan, Stephanie's husband, came up with at least half of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. About half of them.
Almost
I think.
Half. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to jump into the rest of those.
I'm excited. I am so excited.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right.
All righty,
Well, thank y'all for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.